Chapter 2. Contact and Alarm. A day of warlike events, said Guevara of March 23, 1967, a day when small weapons fire crackled through the jungle on the Bolivian slopes, where the mountains drop abruptly to the plains of Central South America. While tracking down reports of strange, possibly subversive activities, a 40-man Bolivian army patrol fell into a 5-man guerrilla ambush, and the struggle, Guevara hoped, would light the flames of rebellion across the continent, had begun. This, the guerrillas' first planned engagement, was short, ending even before word of it could reach Guevara. By then, his band had killed 7 soldiers, wounded 4, and scooped up their arms and ammunition. Disappointingly, they captured no food. In addition, they took 14 prisoners, including the major in command, questioned them, they talked like parrots, Guevara said, then released them. The guerrillas also seized their plan of operations, convincing Guevara to redeploy his men and keep them at their posts through the night to see if the famous rangers would come that night or the next day. But neither rangers nor anyone else returned, not for a while. Guevara had every reason to scorn the Bolivian army, one of the world's least effective fighting organizations. As the head of the U.S. Embassy political section pointed out later, the army was made up mostly of one-year conscripts. In the area of the insurgency, they were mostly transplanted Altiplano campesinos, in other words, peasants from Bolivia's Andean plateau, one of the world's highest inhabited regions, very different from the dry jungle hillsides bordering the plains. A large percentage of recruits could neither read nor write. One of the major missions of the armed forces, in fact, was to teach literacy. They carried German Mauser rifles left over from the Chaco War of 1932-35 with Paraguay, many of which no longer fired. In that first ambush, Guevara's men captured 16 of these, which must have disappointed them when they tried to use them. The U.S. Southern Command, based in the Panama Canal Zone, said in May 1967, "The recent outbreak of guerrilla activity has pointed up these serious deficiencies in the Bolivian Armed Forces organization, logistics, leadership, and intelligence capabilities, and has raised the question of whether the military has the capability."